Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live. Hey folks, Freddie here. You're about to hear the Portland live show from our Do or Dice 2023 live tour. Heads up, there are very light season one spoilers in there too, in case you haven't finished season one. We'll be getting back to season two shortly. This past month, we had some unanticipated health issues amongst the cast. Everyone's feeling better though, so forgive us as we get back into the swing of things. Speaking of live shows, we're in the planning stages of a Midwest / East Coast live tour as we speak this year, so stay tuned for that. Those updates will be on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com, but you'll hear about it first on our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. And finally, if you were affected by the merch snafu around Black Friday last year, keep an eye out on your inbox. We're going to have an update for you there very soon. So sit back and enjoy the chaos of the Portland live show. This one, I think, was the rowdiest one because of the venue. It made everyone so loud. Enjoy!
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. And this is a live show. So who knows what's going to happen?
This crowd is horny.
Oh no.
I smell
police
perverts.
Are on their way.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies Live! In case you don't know, this is a show about four dads.
Four dads.
Four. Oh, you're
there's four of us.
Four dads.
Waving to the people up top. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
everyone.
Balcony.
Hey.
This is a show about four dads from our world flung into the forgotten realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. We're doing season one. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the rock and roll bard of the group. Woo! I guess I got a dad fact. Glenn's dad fact today. Glenn has been in one, well, he's been a bunch, but in Oregon, one fist fight. The fist fight was, so Glenn rides the tour van. As you may know from season one, he does a biodiesel tour van. He had to fight off the gas station attendant because if he put anything other than vegetable oil in there, it was not gonna work. And he spent 20 minutes outside of a Chinese restaurant being like, where's the guy who's gonna bring my oil into my, I thought they pumped it for you here in Oregon. What the hell?
Cultural specificity.
That's what I specialize in. Will, you know that.
Hey everybody, my name is Matthew Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson.
Woo!
Yeah. Gotta hydrate! Little fact, similar to, I guess, Freddie, you got me on this one. I was going to say, Daryl's favorite place, they do a lot of road trips in the Wilson family, and his favorite place to drive is Oregon, because there's nothing Daryl loves more than talking to an expert. So every time he stops at a gas station, he gets to talk to the experts of filling up the gasoline. Every gas station stop takes an extra 20 minutes as he just enjoys learning from those fine folks.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Henry Oak.
Woo!
Thank you. My goodness. Henry's a Birkenstock rocking hippie munchy crunchy nature druid dad. And
sometimes the hottest MC this side of the Mississippi, baby.
Oh boy.
Sorry, let me caveat that. The hottest edutainment MC.
Yes. So I'm sorry to say this, Portland, but Henry may be a vegan, but he's got beef with Portland.
Uh-oh.
Specifically, the Portland Museum of Arboreal History. And those arboreal experts are always talking about redwoods and lording it over the geologists. Like, look at our beautiful forest. He's like, rocks are a fucking, like, rocks outdate trees by so long. All you guys got up here is trees. What are those trees planted on top of? Rocks. There's a, Henry's cooking up an arboreal diss track called Trees All Bark No Bite.
Damn. Yes.
Yo.
Well, that's
good.
Cool.
I like that.
Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Ron Sanford. Woo! Ron's wife, Samantha, used to tell Ron, hey, just because you're not perfect doesn't mean you're broken. And I know, it's really sweet. And but she had to stop telling him that ever since he kept driving with the check oil light on. And he would be like, well, just because it's not perfect doesn't mean I can't drive it another 50 miles.
Love it.
Woo! My name's Anthony Birch, I'm your dad. Hi, dad. My dad fact for today is that yesterday we were in Seattle, Washington.
Whoa. Seattle fans over
but
here.
Today we're here in the best city in the entire Pacific Northwest, Portland, Oregon! Unless you're from Seattle, in which case that's the best city.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, fuck Seattle! Yes. Portland's where it's at! So tonight we're gonna have some fun.
We'll share some laughs, have a good time.
We are going to play a little bit of what we would consider, but not many others would consider, Dungeons and Dragons. Yep. And we're not just gonna play some pre-baked, boring thing that we came and we went, we know exactly what we're gonna do in Portland. Yeah, we plan things ahead. I'm Matt Mercer. Damn!
Don't start beef that we can't win.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Our DM is writing checks that we don't get to, we can't cash those, bro.
What we have before us are six different modules that I have prepared. And what I have here is a big inflatable dice. Woo! So the way that this is gonna work is shortly I'm gonna ask each of our daddies to talk about what module they have in front of them. Then I'm going to toss the dice onto this side of the auditorium. If you would,
I mean,
that
the
is
whole
you.
Side, not
the
just
whole,
you.
Not just for you.
Yeah, like,
it's everybody.
You have to
that's
pass the
right
dice
there.
Along.
You are single-handedly keeping Portland weird.
So what I'm gonna ask is that this area of the auditorium, you pass it all the way back. And you pass it all the way back there to this area of the auditorium, and then you pass it all the way to the front, and then you pass it all the way there, all the way to the back, and then right back up here onto the stage. And whatever it lands on, that's the module we do tonight. So they don't know, I don't know what we're doing tonight, and that will be very obvious once we start. So, Beth, which, if we roll a one, what are we gonna play?
We're gonna play, let me cradle it, we're gonna play Daddy Babies. Aww.
Don't like that.
A little scared of that one.
What honest. If we roll a two, Freddy?
A two, we play My Daddy, and Me.
I hate that. Anthony, what are you doing?
If we roll a 3, we're going to play something called Dread. Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that. If we roll a 4, we're going to play something called Blood in the Water.
Ooh.
What if we play a 5?
Oh, it's beefy right here. UFC. Yeah.
What if we roll a 6?
Number 6 will be playing the worst one shot possible. What could it be?
All right, without further ado, please don't pop this. Please be
don't
cool.
Pop it. We have one.
We
and,
got one.
And, like, this, I'm
and then otherwise we're going to have to toss just a normal D6 into the crowd next time. That's
not as fun. Don't hurt each other.
No, back.
Throw it back. Apologies, Balcony. This is so fun what they're doing, and I'm sorry you can't be a part of it. Oh.
Well, one more bounce.
Wait, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Goodness.
2. My daddy and me.
Oh, my God, no.
Guys, all ticket sales for tonight do go to the McElroy's.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we find ourselves in season 1, you don't have your kids yet, but you do have your bud, Hayden Bennett.
What the fuck? Yeah.
And you get a call. You get a call on a leaf. Who would like to answer the call?
Oh, well, I love leaves. I'll take that.
I'll answer the call.
Huh?
I'll answer the call.
Oh, Ron, do you want to take the call, Ron?
Hey, Henry, you're my assistant, so could you get that for me and then tell them I'm not in.
Ron's leaf, this is Henry.
Hey, Henry, this is Hardball Cough Drop.
Oh, you're on a leaf. I thought I could have sworn this would be Aaron O'Neill. Aaron. But you can't really see who's calling on these things.
Is Aaron okay?
Aaron's fine. I just know that this is what you guys answer, so I decided to call you. I am in a slight hostage situation.
Hostage?
Oh no!
Like,
and I
need a team to extract you.
I would love it. Nice. I would love it if you could maybe come and extract me just a little bit.
Tell her I got a real important lunch.
I'll see if I have Ron. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
It's Harper Cough Drop. She's in a hostage situation. You want to take the call?
Okay, babe. Let's see. I got a real important lunch. It's a lean cuisine, and it's got. There's a real important person here that I'm having lunch with. It's myself, right?
Okay, we'll be right there, Hardball. Where are you?
Oh, yeah. So, go ahead and take
Henry, establish if Hardball is in duress. Use duress codes.
I think she's in duress. She's in a hostage situation.
Holy shit, it's getting worse.
Are you in duress?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm sorry. Where are you?
Yeah, who's my boss?
Why? I could have called so many other people.
I could have called the Critical Role crew.
No. No, I need people who are. Never mind.
Yeah. Available. Let's start with
you
that.
You can't cut that. It's live.
Never mind.
Till Hardball, I'll push my lunch. Call that a dinner, and I'll help out.
Ron says he can meet you for drinks. Is that? We're coming. I don't know why I'm doing this. Ron, I'm not going to indulge you with this anymore.
We're at my BDSM dungeon. Just find me there.
Oh. Wait. You're in hostage.
You're hostage in your own dungeon?
Yeah, in your own dungeon?
Yeah, a guy came in with a scroll of disintegration, and he's holding me and all of my clients hostage.
Hardball, can I ask you a real question? Hey, this is Daryl.
Yeah, hey, Daryl, what's up?
Just, this might be a silly question,
Mr. Prostate, what's up?
Oh, okay, well,
what?
Mr. Prostate, that was when you came to my place, you used a prostate beside me.
I remember vividly. We got a lot going on, I don't want to waste our time. Like, is this really a hostage situation, or is this a hostage? Are you enjoying this call right now? I'm not judging. I just want to know. We are busy, like Ron said.
We will show up either way. We'll figure this out.
Firstly, I'm in real danger. Secondly, it's always a pleasure when I hear your voice, Daryl.
Well, okay, well. I, appreciate that, but okay, well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I guess either way, but that's up to you.
I roll sense motive to deduce whether this is.
Yes,
like,
roll insight. Ooh. Sense motive is once again not a thing.
It was in 3.5. There was a thing called sense motive in 3.5.
Yep.
3.5 fans in the house! A couple of them.
What did you roll?
Who said that? Who booted 3.5? The Lord system. Watching, you know, I'm gonna make you play fourth.
I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7, so you have no idea whether she's telling you.
Oh, I rolled a, I rolled something good, though. I rolled a 16 plus 10, so that's a
good.
26. Henry's very perceptive.
A 26, you can tell two things. One, that she is in danger. Two, she is aroused.
All right. Looks like we're going to have to S-W-A-T this BDSM ASAP.
What? Ron, just, you can...
Ron?
Ron.
Yeah?
Ron.
Hey, I'm on a very important lunch.
Ron, do you know what he spelled out?
VIP.
Okay. All right. Hang tight. We'll be right there. And I hang up the leaf.
All right.
Hey, Peyton, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
So remember that place we went to a while ago?
I do.
Okay, well, I feel like you've matured a lot since then.
I have.
So you
I made in this many now.
Never mind. Okay, just stay close to us.
Okay.
Do not go into any room without us.
Not a problem, not a problem,
all right.
Man.
All right, bud.
My main man. And hey, if there's anything there you don't understand, you feel free to ask me as well.
I'm sorry, I can't get over it. Can you imagine going to a bar and being like, I'm this many, so I can't.
I'm indeed.
And a half.
Peyton, I wouldn't be half the father I was if I didn't learn from my son, so.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah,
hey.
That's right.
So, you head to Hardball Cough Drops BDSM Dungeon, and you can see that in the lobby where you would normally see just a bunch of people sitting around waiting for their turn to go into one of the many different palaces of delights that lay within.
Is this like a waiting room?
Yeah, it's a waiting room.
Got like a highlights.
And whose cake is that?
It's a fantasy waiting room. There's a unicorn as a receptionist.
They still have like that. It's still Goofus and Gallant, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
the it's highlights. Exactly the highlights that we have in Earth.
I come up next to a guy with a ball gag in his mouth. I'm like, so what are you in for?
Sorry, I'm gonna come.
I pushed Peyton behind me.
What? He's already here. What do you mean? How's he gonna come? He's here already.
Oh, you're right.
You're right, Peyton. You're right.
But instead of seeing all that, you see a very haggard-looking person who is, in their own way, deeply attractive, but in other ways, a little bit unhinged. And their name is.
Say stop.
Stop.
And she's wearing a big name tag that says, what are your pronouns?
She, they.
They are wearing a big name tag that says, Rachel.
Whoa.
In their other hand, they are holding a scroll of disintegration.
Oh!
What? Disintegration, if you remember, being the spell that killed Doug the intern. It's very, very brutal. Fifth edition. Calm down.
He's just an intern.
He's an intern. A dime a dozen.
Guys, don't kink shame.
And you see before the, Rachel, you see Hardball, Cough Drop, bound and gagged. Well, not gagged, but bound. She needs to talk, so she's bound, but not gagged. And then nine other nameless. Actually, what's your name? You. I'm pointing at you. No, yes, you. What? The rest of them are all named Greg.
Okay.
Greg. The Gregs.
Rachel
and Greg convention.
Yes.
And they're like,
hey,
it'll be a great outing afterwards.
They had
a
very specific kink that involves all the meeting up in one space.
Okay.
The Greg off.
The great Gregish Greg off.
And Rachel.
Oh, well.
A lot of soggy bottoms at the Greg off.
Nice.
And Rachel goes, you keep your distance.
Whoa.
Okay? What? One false move, and all these people get disintegrated. I'm going to line them up in a row and disintegrate them all at once.
Well, ma'am, we're just here to get our rocks off.
So you don't need
to cause any problem. If you need to, we're here to help if there's, what's going on?
Roll deception for getting your rocks off.
That's a 12.
That should come naturally to us, to you as a Catholic though, right?
What?
No, that's a 12 minus one because he's Catholic. That's an 11.
So Rachel sits there and goes, no, that's a Catholic if I've ever seen. Whatever you want is so deep down and repressed, there's no way you would come to a place like this to have it done. What are you really doing here?
I step forward and say, hail and well met, friend. I am Henry Oak, friend of the trees. Well, most trees, not some trees in Portland. But so you don't need to know about that. I'm here with my friends, and it seems there's a duressful, stressful situation going on, and we're here to help.
We're the hostage negotiators.
We're here to mediate. What do you need? And I will remind you that we're not experts, and our advice should never be followed.
Speak for yourself, Henry.
Rachel does incidentally say, I do need some advice.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, we can do that.
That's what we're here for.
We love giving advice to women. and everybody else.
Daryl pulls a chair and turns it backwards.
Yeah, do it.
Rachel, you got four of the best dads in the entire kingdom.
We're here to negotiate. What are your demands?
We got three of the best dads and our friend hostage negotiator.
Glenn's also trying to be like kind of casual to establish rapport.
Okay. So Glenn, why don't you roll persuasion? Rapport? Persuasion.
Persuasion.
Persuasion. Oh, what room did this person walk into?
The wrong room. Persuasion, I'm looking at. So real quick, I de-leveled for the live shows. Persuasion's looking at plus 14.
Natural one!
Oh no!
One of the Greggs is vaporized!
No! Careful, guys. They mean business. Oftentimes they'll kill a hostage to establish.
What?
Just be a dad for a sec. Oh.
They didn't say they needed any dad advice. Yeah. They just need advice. What can we help you with?
Because my demands are as follows.
All right. Someone take notes.
So I have this friend.
Oh, okay.
And I have feelings for them.
What's that like, Anthony?
Whoa!
Beth doesn't have friends. I have friends.
Well, yeah, no, I was saying that about Anthony having friends, not having feelings, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about either of those things, so.
Really quick, do you mind? I know this was fun, but this chair's really wide.
You can turn.
The chair's really what?
It's really wide.
You live with your choices, Matt.
But Daryl is still in that position.
Just so it's clear.
I've got this friend, and I've got feelings for them.
Hey, ma'am, really quick, Daryl here. Do you mind if I... This chair is really wide. Do you mind if I... I'm paying attention. I just want you to know.
Yes, you can...
Okay, I'm listening.
Yes. I've got this friend. I've got feelings for them. We hooked up once. Oh. I got feelings.
What does that mean?
They did.
Have you ever been fishing?
Yeah. Oh, okay, you went fishing.
Yeah, we went fishing and then he railed me.
Hey, Peyton, you said if I didn't know anything, you could tell me.
I think what she's saying is, I think they built a train set together.
All right, so a best
Harbaugh
friend.
Goes, that's not what a train is.
Okay, best friends.
They're best friends, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I got feelings for them. They don't have feelings for me. Mm-hmm. I'm very sensitive to rejection, and they just broke my heart, and I just need somebody to make them fall in love with me. And this is a place of love and sex and all that kind of stuff, so I thought that maybe you could make them fall in love with me. So just do that, and I won't have to disintegrate another Greg. Okay.
Rachel, it sounds like maybe the problem is that you're not in love with yourself.
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
So the first roll was a two.
Two more Greggs die!
No!
Ma'am,
stop. Semper Greg Rannis.
Ma'am, no, please, take a moment. Just, what's your friend's name and maybe we can help?
My friend's name is... You just raised your hand. You in the front. My friend's name is Cynthia.
What a twist!
What a twist!
Cynthia, comma David. His first name's David. My friend's name is David.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's a weird way to introduce them. Do you mind if we can we do a quick down? We work best
as
together,
a team.
As a team.
Can yeah, we just take bring a, it in. Let's bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in. We're going to do a quick dad huddle.
Yeah, you can have a dad, whatever that is. Yes, go ahead. Kofferup's like, ooh, what am I about to see?
Daryl, what do you think? What's the play?
I hate to be the one to say this, but, like, we should just kill them.
Daryl.
I'm just saying they just killed three people in front of us, and they want the person to love them. That's psychotic. Right?
Yeah,
that's
I'm bad. A little worried about David Cementia. Like...
I know they play trains together, but like that's not enough. That doesn't mean you love somebody.
Daryl, this is a person in emotional distress, man.
Oh, so we should lie to them.
First, and then when their guard is down, killing stroke. Exactly, we're on the same page. I feel like maybe David Cementia could maybe be, you know, like someone who could help talk them out of this. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's good.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it could
like
blow
the,
up, though.
Huh?
That could go real wrong.
Well, I think we should establish connection with David Cementia.
Okay.
We got to hear
that. That's right. We become the person that they fall in love with.
I don't follow.
Is your plan once again to switch clothes with somebody and convince them that you are that person?
Beating, I told you, you wreck my game every time, man.
Can we, Rachel?
Yes.
Hi. First of all, can we get you anything? I know in the movies they always, like, send in pizza. Sometimes, like, a little robot brings the pizza in.
I'll take a pizza robot, sure. Actually, now I really want a pizza robot. If you can't bring a pizza robot, two more Gregs are gonna die.
Oh no. Okay. First of all, it's fine. I cast Polymorph on Ron.
You cast what, sorry?
I cast Polymorph on Ron.
Okay.
And I turn Ron.
And what do I turn into?
You turn into a little mouse.
Oh, why mouse?
Why would you just let me cook. I know what I'm doing.
And
I cast about for a box.
Are you gonna roll an investigation?
Okay, that's an 11 plus investigation. What's investigation? Plus a 0 and 11.
What about your perception? What about perception?
Perception's 10. It's really high.
Oh, great.
Do I perceive a box?
You perceive a box.
Okay, so I'm gonna put a box over Ron. This is all not in front of front of Rachel.
Okay.
I put a box over.
Well, roll stealth.
Three!
Oh no! This is always fun.
Can I cause a distraction?
I told you can't put Ron in a box.
Just let me cook. This is gonna work. I'm doing something.
You can try, but she's gonna watch you do it.
Okay, all right. So I put a box on Ron, and I'm going to like find like I want to find like a tube. I'm trying. I find like a wand. Is there a wand?
Yeah, there's a wand.
I find a wand and I stick in the front to give it kind of like a nozzle, right? So it looks more robot-y.
Yes, the box is vibrating.
And then I scratch onto the side, cheese or petrol.
Yes!
Got him!
You gotta go back on stage.
Dude, that's pretty low blow for him.
That's real low.
I know this is hard, buddy, but you gotta be strong.
I'm not sorry for what I've done.
I can't do this again.
I believe in you, and you got this.
As long
no, don't cry. Don't cry. It's gonna be okay. All right, let's just go on.
Okay.
Oh my God, that guy is so fucked. Oh, I gotta go. Oh, the mic is hot the whole time. Okay.
I tell Ron to go find a pizza by detecting cheese.
Okay, because you are a mouse, I would say you get advantage on that, so why don't you roll perception with advantage, Ronald?
Okay. Dice, let's see. One of them's gotta have 20 sides on it. That is a, and I'm rolling perception?
You're rolling perception with advantage, so you get to roll twice and take the
oh
better
of the
two.
Oh my god, I get to roll twice.
Oh, that reminds me, I forgot.
Tonight, oh, that's right, we have a special rule.
Tonight, we have a special rule. We have a special rule every night, but tonight it's even more special because it's about you. If at any point somebody makes a roll that you don't like, somebody said, boo, go fuck yourself. If at any point you would like somebody to roll again with advantage, then this is what you're going to do as a group, as a hive mind. You are going to go, inspiration. Inspiration.
If there's any...
You fucked up on those reflexes, my dude.
Do you want to know what I rolled?
I would love to.
Freddie, can I hit the thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm ready. I got
You find in one of the rooms that is marked Pizza Fetish.
Ah, yes.
Daryl's already in there.
Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You find four turtles dead of pleasure. And you find the most delectable, delicious pizza you've ever, the fucking All Dogs Go to Heaven pizza with the cheese.
Oh.
The most incredible pizza you have ever seen in your life. What would you like to do now?
So out of character, we've got Rachel,
mm-hmm.
who is doing what?
Rachel is currently...
Killing Gregs left and right.
Killing Gregs.
There are seven Gregs remaining and
six,
a hardball cough
drop.
There are six Gregs remaining and a hardball cough drop. And she is holding them hostage. They are holding them hostage until they can get their ex, their friend, David Cymynthia, to fall in love with them.
And they want a pizza.
And right now they want a robot delivering them pizza.
Because of us.
Standard hostage negotiation stuff, Ron. This is 101.
And I'm a mouse?
You're a mouse in a box, and you got a pizza on top of you.
Ron, you just gotta...
That's your motivation.
Ron, you just gotta bring them the pizza and just say beep, beep, beep.
Boop.
So, I'm gonna bring them the pizza and go beep, beep, and... Should I roll for that?
Yes, you are going to roll deception with advantage because the pizza itself is so enticing.
Okay. That's a 13. And did you say disadvantage?
No, advantage.
Oh!
Because you got the All Dogs Go to Heaven pizza.
That's a 12, so that's less than 13.
What is your deception modifier?
Plus three.
Sorry, with a 16. Rachel takes it, sniffs it a little bit, eats it, and a little bit of bliss begins to cross her face, and the secret HP of I'm tracking to determine whether or not she is sort of on your side and is willing to give up the hostages has diminished a little bit, so you've made some progress.
Cool, eat more!
All right, world, we're doing good, how's that pizza treating you?
It's okay, I'm lactose intolerant, so I can have the one piece, and I'm gonna pay for it later, but it's good.
It's vegan, squeak, 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 squeak.
I'm vegan. There's no such thing as a natural 20 vegan vegan.
All right. Well, it's okay. We're real happy that you're happy about the pizza. We like to, you know, if we're going to help you with David Cymynthia, we need to, like, you know, maybe hit them up a little bit. Do you know what their leaf is?
Yeah. Let me give you their deets. And she takes out a leaf and tosses at you, and it is a direct connection to David Cymynthia.
Okay. I'm going in, boys.
Oh, okay.
You up?
I say, hey, is this David?
Yeah.
Hey, David.
You reached David Cymynthia. Oh.
Hey, David. Do you know Rachel, right?
Oh no.
Oh, David, we have a bit of a situation here. We got six Dougs and we got Snapper.
They're Gregs.
Gregs got.
It's okay, Glenn. It's not our fault. I know it haunts you.
It haunts me. We got six Gregs here, and their lives are in your hands, and you gotta help us. What can you tell us about Rachel?
Well, I can tell you that I railed him.
Yeah.
Right, you played trains, yeah?
Yeah, we played. We
We went fishing, we built a train, and I railed them on the train.
So you put a train in the train. Okay, cool.
Weird.
Okay,
all right, okay. Weird. And I just think of them as a friend more than a long-term partner. It's not something I'm particularly interested in pursuing.
Okay. That's fair. That's very fair. What are you looking for in a long-term partner?
Somebody who's good with, like, business.
Oh, no. This is good.
Are you into married men?
Ron, stay strong, bud.
I'm a kind of into married men, yeah. Well, frankly, I'm inclined to hang up on you and not help, but the thought of being next to a married man with a...
Oh, well, you got...
With a business degree.
Oh, a degree,
fills me,
David.
With all kinds of untoward feelings.
Just pretend, Ron, it's okay.
Just pretend what?
Pretend what?
What?
Hey.
You're on speaker leave. Come on, what are you doing?
Hey, well, you're lucky because you got four married men.
Hey, no way, man. I'm free.
We got three married men and our best friend.
Who also
plays trains.
And really, what is a wife or a spouse but a best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, so are we... So are we going to... Am I going to be able to hit on you or not? Are you going to seduce me?
Oh, yeah, you
so,
can.
Yeah.
David, can I give... David,
can I just... Around. We can close. We got to...
Yeah, yeah. Can I just... You sound like a straight shooter.
Straight I am not.
Well, look, do you think... I got two options for you, bud. We'll start with two and then see how it goes.
You can either
tell us something about Rachel... that would make us all feel morally okay with killing them.
What?
Like, is she a murderer? Like, are they a murderer or something? Do you think you could pretend to love them just long enough for us to save eight hostages?
Six hostages.
We've already lost seven.
Lost. Don't forget about Harker.
Rachel's killing
Harker. Yeah, seven total.
Why don't you roll persuasion?
Anybody want to help me?
I think this would be the time to maybe help.
Inspiration!
Roll again.
Inspiration!
I'm going to, Matt, I'm also going to cast Guidance on Daryl, which gives him, like, a plus something.
I think that means you have to, I think that, Will, I do think that means you need to hold his hand as he rolls that dice.
No, the dice hand!
Daryl, take the wheel. What's your bonus?
You only got it once.
What is it, Matt?
What skill check was this?
This is persuasion.
What do you give me plus?
I think like two.
One, no, it's a 1d4.
A 1d4, roll 1d4, okay.
Will a 10 do it?
The only way I feel comfortable coming down there and dealing with Rachel is if I get to go on a date with that businessman.
Done.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You got it. Hey, hostage negotiation is really easy. You just say what they want and you give it to them.
Oh, I can give it to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... he goes, I'll meet you at a place that you're choosing for our date.
Where are you going to take me on the date? That's what you have to role play now.
Okay. have you ever been to a local establishment called Applebee's?
Applebee's, all right,
and then,
here we go.
Austin, would you mind going on hold for a moment while I call my wife?
No problem. I'm just going to treasure that thought. Go ahead. I'd love to be the bull.
Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep.
Robot impression.
Ron, why are you making beep, beep, boop noises in your head?
Sir,
I'm holding your phone.
I have a manual phone. So I have to make all the noises that a phone would make.
All right.
I'm calling my wife.
Ronnie!
Hey, Samantha. Hey, baby. Okay, so I have a proposition for you.
A gentleman's agreement.
A gentleman's agreement, if you will, even though you are not a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman, hon.
But if you were, that would be great.
Ronnie? Is there something I need to know?
If you knew that lives were at stake, would you let me go on a date with someone named Rachel?
David.
I know it's a relatively common name.
No, David.
Rachel's the hostage taker, David.
Sorry. Rachel, too common a name, really, but an even more common name would be desirable, something like Dave or David. So yeah, if I went on a date with somebody named David, but to save lives, wouldn't that be cool?
Why don't you roll persuasion?
I hate to think that my relationship with my wife depends on a roll. Oh, yeah, especially since that's a 5, yeah.
plus three.
You wasted it.
Sorry.
I don't think it was wasted. I think it was a good idea, everybody. Like, you know, don't beat yourself
up.
And
it got us into this hilarious situation, ultimately.
It's a good thing you failed.
Okay, let me pivot here.
Well, I just don't... If it had been somebody named Rachel, I think I would have been...
That's true.
It's okay. I got a plan B.
Okay, so apparently there's a plan B, but not for you.
Whoa, honey. Honey.
No, you're
You gotta ask me for permission before you get into the plan B scenario.
No, yeah, you're my only plan, my North Star, my dreidel that spins on every good roll and gets all the gold candy. You are my everything. So of course there's no plan B, but I'm gonna confer with my dad.
Okay, look. Ron, I don't want you to break your wife's heart. Why don't one of us will just pretend to be you, and then we'll go on the date, and
we'll need your business expertise.
You whisper your business acumen into our ear, and you could be like a waiter on the date, and you can give one of us advice. And then now and the plan's getting a little complicated, but then we'll hit it off with David, and then David will help us
kill Rachel.
Yes, exactly.
And as a master of seduction and persuasion, I think I'm the man uniquely suited for the job. Put me in undercover, coach.
Nice. Okay, Samantha, so the thing I need to tell you is I'm pursuing a new field, the service industry. It'll be an adventure full of polite people who always treat me well. I just can't wait for all the benefits of this new job.
Okay, honey. I mean, as long as you're feeling optimistic about it, I support you in all of your endeavors.
Love you, babe.
I love you.
The end.
It's been a great crowd. No, it's not really the end.
Imagine if that's how you signed off on all your calls.
The end.
That's how I end all my calls, yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort
of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the
medical
provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down. It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift mode.
Takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, let's
find. What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
All right, so I guess we go to Applebee's to try to get...
Applebee's, which
oh
is
God,
an
I'm
apple
so
grove full of bees.
Yes.
You go to Applebee's, which is a very, very large apple grove that is, you see immediately there is a man-sized bee who's standing in front of...
Is it the Nasonex bee?
Sorry?
The Nasonex. Do you know Antonio Banderas is the Nasonex bee in those ads?
God,
you guys remember, right?
Yeah.
Dude, a lot of naso heads out here. People love that bee, man.
Yeah.
See.
Jace, the Nasonex bee.
The very sexy bee calls to you, and he says, Stambler party of two?
I mean... Yeah.
Well, no, I think I'm in, right?
Wait, who's in?
I'm in with an earpiece.
Okay.
So we do need Ron to be the waiter.
Yeah.
Oh, do
Ron's
we?
The waiter.
Well, how are you going to get Ron in?
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Oh, now there's like a heist. Like
oh,
a
if only
I polymorph Ron into a bee.
If only I were stealthy or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's better. Do that.
Let's see here. Is there anybody wearing like a shirt that looks like a thing of chicken tenders?
A shirt that looks like a thing of chicken tenders?
Yeah, like a thing of chicken.
Are you asking if one of the bees is wearing a T-shirt that has like chicken tenders printed?
No, like one of the servers or something. Somebody I could switch clothes with that maybe like their clothes.
Oh, you want to? Are the servers humans?
Yeah, turn me into a bee.
Yeah. The servers are all bees.
Okay. I turn Ron into a bee.
Okay.
Oh, don't trust the bee in apartment 23, am I right?
All right, so you're now a bee.
I wasn't in the script, Beth.
Oh, sorry.
So you are now a bee.
You are not a waiter. You're just sort of a bee hanging outside.
I thought you said all the servers were bees.
Yeah, yeah, but like, if you're a human now, you can't just be like, I'm gonna go to this McDonald's and now I work there because I'm a human.
Not so with that attitude.
Are they wearing like named? What are they wearing?
They are wearing red vests with a bunch of flair on them.
Oh, I know how.
Drag a bee out. Beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What is with you tonight?
I'm trying to win the game!
Just do the hitman thing where you wait for someone to take a smoke break and you're hiding behind the dumpster and you go, ugh, and you
I get a bunch of flowers that cover myself in honey and I seductively dance outside the restaurant hoping that one of the waiters...
Hello, boys.
Hoping one of the waiters...
Roll performance.
That's an 11. I mean, that's a 6. So Daryl just starts eating the honey off of himself. But it's delicious.
But that would attract bees, though.
It would attract them, and then they see that it's Daryl just licking himself. They go, you know what? I could get honey at the store.
it would be much easier if we just killed them.
Ron looks over at the flower next to him and is like, excuse me, this pile of honey is making me really uncomfortable. Could somebody, like a big, strong, like server, oh wait, but not too strong, come out and like kick him out?
So the bees hear a bee saying, can somebody kick out?
This pile of honey, oh my God, he's making me uncomfortable, he's licking himself, ew.
All right, roll deception. That's a D12.
5 more Gregs have died while all this has been happening.
Many Gregs died to bring you this podcast.
That's going to be a 12.
All right, so with a 12, one bee comes out and goes, oh, another honey pervert.
Beat him up.
All right, go ahead.
I beat him up. Oh, my God.
Run.
Roll stealth to see if you can beat him up silently without the other bees at Applebee's hearing.
Oh, can I give a help on this one?
Can I give a help on this one where we flash back to some scene where like
I don't need a help. I mean a help.
What'd you get?
I mean, because I have plus 11 to stealth. So, oh. Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, I want to hear what you were gonna do anyway.
I was just gonna teach Ron Krav Maga. Oh.
Glenn's like, all right, here's the secret. You must block and strike at the same time.
Ah, like the stock market.
Sure, yeah.
So that's a 12 plus 11.
Okay, ooh, yeah. 23. Yeah, you're going to very quietly take out this bee. Non-lethally, I assume?
I don't know.
But that's the thing in like movies when you get bonked on the head, like that's bad.
Yeah.
Like if you get knocked out by a
ball. We talked about this before, where it's like if you're out for even a few seconds, that's very bad. You should go to the ER.
Yeah.
But no, this is a comedy podcast here, and so we're back in the scene. Yes, Ron beats him up stealthily, non-lethally, and because it's fiction, he is unconscious for a long, long period of time with no ill effect.
All right, now you are dressed as a waiter. You are perfectly, your plan so far is going off perfectly.
Ron, are you in place? I come in via, like, you know, Leaf intercom. Ron, are you in place?
Copy. Should we have, like, code?
Bald base? Eagle in position.
Oh, Bald Eagle, just because I don't have hair?
No, sorry, Ron, we went over this.
Man.
I'm Bald
that
Eagle.
That makes me feel real bad.
No, it's me, I'm Bald Eagle, you get to pick your own call sign.
Oh.
What was the one you wanted again?
Schnauzer.
Schnauzer 1, are you in position?
Yes, Burke.
Roger.
I mean, buzz.
Roger, operation is a go. We are green light to
copy
move.
Copy that. Team 2, also B-Boys. I've turned both Daryl and I into bees.
Oh,
we're like
boys.
A little bee band. Like okay. We're the Beezy yeah. Boys.
So David and they're going, where's my human man that I was wanting to date? All so, I see are bees.
That would be
oh,
me. That
oh,
would be
sir,
me.
Let me bring you to your date. And I put my little wing out. I'm going to guide David to the
and then And then down the hall at the end of the bar. Is there a bar there?
Yeah, I whisper to him. I say, this man
it's
here.
It's Applebee's. There's
this,
a bar.
This man you've come to date is quite the special customer. He asked us to personally lead you to the table.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and lead me to the table, guy who doesn't work here.
What?
Henry's playing a little bee ukulele to put romantic music into the air.
Okay. So,
at the table
is what?
Glenn Close, dressed in a suit and sitting there with a calculator, just like typing and then looking at them. And if you really, if David rolls investigation, you can see that he's doing
roll,
that thing.
Wait, I'll roll.
Ooh.
He rolled a 2, so whatever you want him to see, he will see. He's not smart enough.
He doesn't see the upside down 8008735. You remember that? Dude, smartphones came at the right time because do you imagine being entertained by the fact that you turn numbers upside down? Like, that was like the pinnacle of entertainment.
It's amazing.
Before I leave, I pull the chair out for David and then I lean in and whisper to Glenn, but loud enough so David can hear. I say, "Sir, that tip you gave me was just too large. I don't know if I can accept it."
Don't worry. I have, it's more than, write it off as taxes.
Whew. And then I walk back and I whisper aloud, I was like, that man must be the richest man I've ever waited on.
Both of you roll deception.
With advantage? Oh. That's smooth.
You're both rolling, so that is effectively advantage.
God! That's a 3!
2 plus 14.
Oh!
16.
Oh, you can only do it once, I'm sorry. The inspiration is gone. Come and gone.
Oh my God.
Oh, I guess you... Okay. Just kidding, fuck you, you don't get to do it again.
You can't give a mouse a cookie, because then we're going to go to San Francisco, and they're going to want 3 inspiration, yeah. And LA is going to want more.
Anthony, right. Can we do, like, a very brief flashback? It'll be so brief, I promise.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's, like, Glenn and Ron, like, you know, like, massaging each other's shoulders, amping each other up to
a little
see
lower,
each
Ron.
Other.
A little yeah. Ron.
Okay, cool. You gotta do it, man. You gotta shave your head.
What?
Cut back, bald Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Bald, and in the background, man. You see Peyton weaving together a wig, and he goes, canonically, this is what he's gonna be wearing for the rest of the season.
And there's a scene at some point in the future where Glenn gets surprised and goes, whoop.
All right, so...
have a seat, David.
You failed to convince him.
With 16, really?
With a 16, yeah. I've modulated the difficulty to be a little bit more difficult considering how fucking...
Steel inflation, dude. It's a tough economy out there.
Yeah. If you got an 18, I would have accepted it. But no, he goes like, I don't know. I feel like this may be... This guy's a cheapo. He's trying to make me think he's a big shot.
Here you are, sir, the most expensive bottle of wine in the Applebee's from your server.
Let me,
Gnar.
Oh, Anthony, I'd like to do a flashback as well.
Okay.
Henry has been talking to Rachel about all of David's favorite songs.
Okay.
So, like, can you give me, like what are 5 of his favorite songs?
I can feel it nutting in the air tonight.
With or without dudes.
Crocodile Cock.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Parentheses, the yellow is piss. Candle in the Far Wind.
Okay.
The Lion King soundtrack.
The Lion King soundtrack.
The whole Lion King soundtrack.
All right, I'm going to roll a D6.
Weirdly enough, a lot of Elton John on that list.
Yeah. I got 2. What was the second one you said?
Crocodile Cock.
All right, so Henry B. Henry is crooning a delightful little version of Crocodile Cock.
If you can give me a verse from Crocodile Cock, then you'll get a better.
You want me to Google like a karaoke version of, I remember when Crocs were hung. I was horny and feeling dumb. Whoa. Mr. Gator said, how you do? I said, hey there, Gator, I'm looking at you.
Best in the biz.
Cox Rock, that's it.
All right. So, yeah, you're going to get advantage on whatever the next roll you're going to do to convince this guy, because the ambiance, the mood is so bellissima.
So I've been handed the most expensive bottle of wine.
Yes, you have.
In this Applebee's.
That you could find in the Applebee's.
Waiter, aren't you going to do the cork thing?
Of course I'll do the cork thing.
Use your stinger. They're a bee.
Careful, no, if you use the stinger and it comes out, you'll die, Ron.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm a corked up white boy just trying to open a bottle. So I will carefully try to use my stinger to open this bottle of wine.
Okay, roll sleight of hand. We'll say sleight of stinger.
13?
13 prevents you from dying.
All right.
And here you are, sir.
The clone that I had waiting in the wings to be Ron for the rest of the series canonically, that would have taken your place had you died in that moment, now evaporates in the mist.
A real Avril Lavigne situation.
Yeah, a real Avril Lavigne.
So Glenn leans over and, like, does the whole, like, sniffs the cork, and, like, gets kind of a quizzical look on his face, like, waiter, this wine is no good. Put the cork back in it and put it and store it for future value taxation purposes. It will depreciate and amortize over 7 years.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
Did I just get you with the word amortization? 7 plus 14, 21.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
So with a 21, he goes, oh, well, you get advantage also, but not that it matters. He goes,
oh, amortize.
Yeah. Oh, are you into the business arts?
I
consider business an art.
You're doing great, Glenn. I mean...
Glenn does like a thumbs up behind his head, you know?
You're crushing it, Bald Eagle.
Yeah, I'm just looking for somebody who can sort of support me in my endeavors.
Well, do you have a budget?
Oh!
Let me ask you something. What kind of tax-advantaged retirement accounts are you rolling?
I got a mattress full of dollar bills.
Ooh.
I've got a designer dog that I can probably flip for a couple grand.
You're telling me that all your assets are cash assets?
Yeah, I'm liquid.
Glenn is going to neg David by being like, ugh, you're not even taking, inflation is gonna, and Glenn stands up and goes as if to leave.
Ooh. Oh. Roll persuasion again with advantage.
Bro, what,
or deception, rather. Not that it's gonna matter.
With advantage, that persuasion roll puts me at a healthy 9 plus 14, 23.
Sir, wait. What I meant to
Glenn does a thing where he like stops and he's just like. Yes.
I've been looking to get into some stocks and bonds and stuff like that.
Now you're speaking my language.
I'm just a simple David, Cynthia. I just need somebody to explain it to me. It's so complicated. If you can, for a layman, explain what the stock market is within, like, 15 seconds in a way that makes sense, then you will have clinched it.
Stock market is a market in which it allows the public to own portions of publicly traded companies so that they can take advantage of the value of those companies, the perceived value of those companies, based on how well they're doing in as a company on a quarterly basis. Yeah.
I think that was
this has been Planet Money.
Ron takes Daryl aside. He's like, he's so silly. Stock is just how many t-shirts you have.
Ron, sorry, I was just flying off the handle. I don't know if anything I said is true.
It's not. Yeah, none of this great business stuff is right, but that's why there's only one businessman. But you're doing great, Bulldog. Just keep bullshitting, I guess.
So,
David, what you're saying that you want to get into tax advantages and savings retirement accounts, that's really working for me. Tell me, is there any reason that Rachel should die?
There's a hostage situation.
I know, I'm getting there. Is there any reason that Rachel should, is a bad person? Like, you know, even financially speaking, any sort of financial fraud.
Financially speaking, yeah. I mean, she's counterfeited a few dollar bills, but I mean, who has?
Counterfeiting? Why, that's a federal offense.
She's otherwise a...
I'm gonna roll to see if Rachel's a good person or not.
She killed three people.
Natural 20.
Oh, no. What did they do?
She's killed 3 people, but she saved 12. She's donated every organ that she has while still alive and is just barely holding on. It's only the
can
love.
Can I do a quick flashback?
Yeah, go.
Before we leave on this date, I lean in to all the Gregs and I say, she has no organs. There's more of you than her. We're gonna be gone for a while. Whatever happens, happens. Take her down.
Roll persuasion.
That's right, that's a 5.
The Gregs go, I don't know if there's any way you could have known that. Because this is a flashback.
Can I do a flashback?
Yes, you can.
Daryl, you almost forgot your great glasses. This is why they call him the X-ray machine. This guy's the best in the biz. He can see right through you. He can tell if you've got organs or not. He can tell if you're a good person. Oh,
right.
I just love you, Daryl. All right, the end.
So you guys believe me now?
Roll for your dumbass flashback, Beth.
That's, okay, that's a 7.
They go, this is a pair of sunglasses that you wrote I know everything onto in like magic marker.
Daryl, are you gonna keep those sunglasses, by the way?
I feel good in them. Do you want them though?
You can have them, I guess, thanks. Yeah.
All right, you should have them.
So we go back to the present. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, she's a really good person. She's donated all her organs. She's donates money to orphanages and stuff. She's a fantastic person. They're amazing.
Team so Bravo. Team Bravo. This is a bald eagle checking in. Excuse me for 1 second. I must use the.
Hey, Henry wants to do one more play.
I love that. It's like Henry wants to do it, not Will.
Henry wants to do one. Henry wants to do one. Just one. Just
Matt,
one.
Matt
just
Mercer one does not have to put up with this shit.
just one. Henry has planted a speaking stone on the
Ooh.
Table.
Okay.
And back at HQ, back at the hostage situation, Rachel, they're listening via speaking stone to David saying all these wonderful things about what a good person they are.
Wow.
And Rachel goes, yeah, that's why I'm in love with him. Well, and I'm still upset that he's not in love with me.
But then,
you just made it worse.
No, but
and
then,
2 more Gregs die!
No!
Okay. There's one more flashback. Guys. I feel like I would feel bad if we canceled this date with David, right?
Mm-hmm. When are we flashing back to?
This is right before we leave on the date. We're about to leave on the date.
Okay.
What
How do you guys tie a tie?
I don't think we should cancel the date, but I don't think this date's gonna fix this. How about we roll initiative and kill Rachel before we go on this date? What do you guys think?
Wait, how many Gregs are left?
There's only 5 Gregs left, man. If we go on a date, everybody's gonna be dead, including... Whatever her name is, I forgot.
4 Gregs,
four
man.
Gregs.
You've gotten so deep in the game, you lost count. Of what's important, human lives are at stake.
I look at Henry and I say, fine, we don't have to do this. But in a couple hours, when this date goes wrong, it's the blood's on your hands, do you understand? And we flash forward, I go, I knew we should just kill Rachel. I gave you that one last chance to invite Rachel.
A tear rolls down Henry's BI as he realizes this is going south.
Okay, Glenn, you were coming to talk to us or something. What's up?
Glenn, you gotta save us. You gotta save this situation. I can't handle any more Gregs dying.
I still understand how the state's gonna eventually save these Gregs.
What was he supposed to do?
We were trying to get, just to remind everybody, we were trying to get dirt on Rachel to justify morally killing her.
I thought David was like, I'm gonna go on this date with you and then like I'll help you convince Rachel to not kill
her.
That's
people. Right, that's
there
right.
There we go.
That's
that was it.
But my secondary objective, right? You can have secondary objectives, dude. You saw Ocean's 11. The first objective, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
really the secondary objective is
Henry.
The primary objective. Shoot Roberts, dude.
Henry zooms into Glenn's ear. Glenn, it's me, Henry. I'm in your ear.
You're so loud!
Glenn, it's me, Henry. I'm in your ear. And hey, so we gotta get this date to a second location. We gotta get.
We gotta get David.
I'm telling you, you cannot say it like that, Henry. You cannot
gotta get
say
David
like
back
that.
To the hostage situation so David can convince Rachel to come out. You know, they'll come out and stop the hostage situation. And if it doesn't work, you can kill Rachel, Daryl.
But we need David to pretend he loves Rachel.
Yeah, to make that sound businessy, and then we'll get that to happen.
Glenn, what do business people
love?
And
then we'll get that to happen.
Glenn, what do business people love?
Money.
If I remember correctly, we have like thousands of gold.
That's right. This is after
just
we
pay.
Did the thing with scam with the yeah. We have just give them.
No. Damn it! You know the first thing about business. We're on Tommy.
Ron, you're in too deep. David, you're good. Dave, Glenn, you're in too deep.
No, listen to me.
Remember who you are.
Here's what
a loser grog guy.
Hey, I managed the finances for my band, man.
I mean, Bulldog, you are a strong, capable businessman.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
are enough just as you are. You are bald, and that's okay.
I take my glasses.
The light shines brightest off reflective surfaces, just like your head, buddy.
I take the sunglasses, which, what do they say?
They say, I know everything.
I take my sunglasses, I say, you need these, buddy, and I put them on you. I say, get back in there.
Now everything is slightly darker, and my perception goes down by one, so cool. And then, I go, I have some rental properties that I need to check up on. You know, just a little bit of secondary passive income sources.
Okay, can I come with?
I guess.
Oh, no.
So now I take the date to a second location, back to Hardball Cough Drops.
Okay, so you go back to Hardball Cough Drops, and are you going to just try to walk David into this hostage situation?
No, I'm going
to...
Oh, yeah, disguise David as a hostage.
What was the Greggs... What did the Greggs look like?
The Greggs all look like him.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. So gray T-shirt, a lanyard with what appears to be a VIP pass. Well, that makes sense, right? That was the Greg convention. They all got
the Greg
VIP.
Convention. Yeah,
VIP
yeah.
Greg convention.
Bravo team, I need a Greg outfit stat.
Okay.
Okay.
I just pick up some clothes from one of the dead Gregs.
Oh, yeah. 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 And then for the shirt, I'll check the stock market. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do that, Ron. I pick up a shirt from one of the dead Greggs, too. I found one on the stock market. That was great advice.
Oh, hey. The Dow is down, and so am I, man.
So this, just, Dave, this location here, you know, there's kind of a strict uniform dress code. Can you put this on?
Anything for you, my new friend.
All right.
Maybe more.
Hey, slow down. We're moving too fast.
Well,
or are you?
Oh.
you can rescue any situation with that. Or are you?
So Dave puts the shirt on and it's sticking to his chest with blood, but otherwise seems to be completely fine.
Okay. Perfect. Come on in. I get right. Are we just bringing David?
Oh no!
This is your plan.
It's Rachel.
Who's Rachel?
This is a trap of some sort. What am I doing?
I start
here?
Singing Crocodile Cock again.
You say what?
Crocodile Cock, the most romantic song to make him fall in love with Rachel. It's a Hail Mary play.
Okay, give me a roll.
I'm going to sneak up behind Rachel as she's distracted.
That's a seven.
That's not going to do it. What are you going to do, Daryl?
Don't even worry about it.
Two more Greggs. There's only two left now.
I don't care about them anymore.
What?
After seven dead, what's the point? Daryl just sits down.
In for a penny, in for a pound, yes.
Now the best case scenario is we save 3 out of 12 hostages, guys.
Where is Hardball Cough Drop? Is she?
She's also one of the hostages.
Okay,
She's the one who canonically cannot die.
Don't let her, Anthony.
Whoa, she can't die? Daryl just walks towards Rachel. You won't shoot. Look what you've done. Look at all this death. For what?
Roll intimidation.
Yes! That's a 21!
So
So she raises the scroll of disintegrate, which has so many charges on it. It's really more of a binder of disintegrate.
You don't want to do this. Deep down, I know I'm still here later. I know Rachel's still here. I know Cop Drop's still here. I know you should still be here later, too.
Oh, and I'm picking up what Daryl's been laying down. Look what you have wrought. David, what do you think of this death and this destruction and this poor use of business assets and personnel suffered?
The amount of money lost just on these dregs alone has got to be in the tens of thousands.
Or more.
Or more! You disappointed me, Rachel.
And for good reason, Rachel. Don't you see? Look at what your actions have done. You screwed
this up.
You
don't need to sell anymore. We got 21. We're good.
So she hesitates. The binder of disintegration hesitates in her hand, and she sort of drops it to her side, and she goes, "What have I done?"
Yeah. Really think about that.
Yeah, you should.
I approach them cautiously and, like, just kind of kick the scroll away. Do you know what I mean? Like,
give
one of those.
Give me an attack roll.
Why did I open my dumb mouth?
Will!
William! William, say it. Is it so, William?
She disintegrates Henry!
No!
Evaporates in a smoke before your eyes, and then a changeling from outside sees this happen, and she goes, "That's horrible. Those people, they look so devastated that their best friend Henry has just died. I know what I'll do." And she casts a spell that removes all of your memories of the past 35 seconds. And she transforms herself into the image of what she believes that guy Henry looked like.
Wait, I got an idea, actually. This actually, what if it was the changeling in the first place when we planted it in a flashback? Henry is
Henry!
A changeling!
Henry comes out! Henry!
Henry comes out and
all along.
Changeling, no!
So yeah, she just iced the changeling, which means she's probably distracted if you wanted to now make this plan relevant.
All right, I cast Wall of Stone! I cast Wall of Stone and put her in a little jail, and I just run to everybody.
Nice.
Okay.
I go boom, and then like a bunch of walls show up.
Ron
That's great.
Pulls out his diary. Dear diary, there is the friend zone, and there are war zones, and sometimes it is hard to tell the difference. The end.
The end!
The end.
Thank you, Portland!
Thank you!
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Burgess as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Our theme song is All Right by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicola is our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. If you like that live show and want to hear more bonus content, access to our community Discord, ad-free episodes, and more, that's all over at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Consider supporting us directly. Get the good karma of supporting independent creators like us, as well as hours and hours of bonus content. Listen, as if that was me, I'm doing it for the bonus content, to be honest. Thanks so much. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our next episode is going to be coming out February 27th. We'll see you then. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you
doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our friends are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in the
internet. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Ryan, I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you have? You can have. Hey, modern phones allow you to put
stepping
multiple...
out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20s calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.